Welcome to Notes from the North with Kyle and Sam.
Welcome back to Notes from the North. Kyle and Sam here. And Kyle, it does feel like we've turned a little bit of a page in the off season. We are a week away at this point from the legal tampering window. Coming out of the combine, the illegal tampering window.
That's right. Very good.
And I think especially coming out of the combine, it feels like this is really when you get into that speculation city. Just things are happening. You can see even just names of players. And especially, I think one of the main things that you see is around where are these quarterbacks going to fall? And it seems like some guys really improved their stock. Some guys, maybe didn't do a whole lot. I know there's different ones that participated and not. We're going to move into some updates, but anything from your end just on Combine, anything that's happened so far that you found interesting or that you're reflecting on, or anything that you're like, well, maybe this is something for the Vikings to pay attention to.
So that'll be update number one then. Let's just do combine, right? And the update there is just simply that the Vikings basically met with all of this year's top quarterbacks, basically. They met with Caleb Williams. They met with Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ McCarthy's in there, Michael Penix Jr. is in there. Like they did their due diligence. Which I mean, you'd expect them to do so. Like you think of where the Vikings are at. If Kwesi Adofo-Mensah doesn't, then what is he doing? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean he has to sink his first round pick to a QB, but if he doesn't at least do his homework, then what in the world were you doing? Right. So they're doing their homework. And one of the fascinating things is, you know, it's such a one-sided conversation in a lot of ways where you say, oh, the Patriots have been linked to so and so, and the Commanders that are thinking about so and so, the Vikings are interested in, you know, these two guys. But it was interesting to hear, to give them the mic, the players, the quarterbacks, and hear them say, hear McCarthy say, that he's interested in the Vikings, and he thought it was a great meeting, and thought that his skill set kind of meshes well with what the Vikings want out of their quarterbacks. And so it's interesting. And there's, you know, there's been rumblings about Jaden Daniels being very fascinated by the Vikings and wanting to play in Minnesota, which kind of, look, again, if you're a young QB, why would you not want to play in Minnesota with the skill, with the coach, with the facilities? Like it makes sense. And I know Darren Wolfson's talked about this. I think it was in relation to Jaden Daniels. He was kind of on that news saying that Daniels is interested. But then there's this sense of like, who wouldn't be interested? You know what I mean? The head coach who used to be a NFL quarterback, right? So there's a lot there, and it's encouraging to know that players are interested in playing for the Vikings. That's a good positive. Not that draft picks necessarily have a ton of leverage, but you do want this to be a kind of a mutually beneficial relationship whereby the player, the team, both are invested in one another and are both making each other better.
No, for sure. I know that they were interviewing all these quarterbacks and asking, like, what's the one guy you'd like to throw to? And Justin Jefferson's name
Jefferson.
just keeps coming up. And it's like, well, of course.
Yeah.
And you mix
Yeah.
in Addison, you mix in Hawkinson. It's
Yeah.
not a bad trio to throw to.
You get Darisaw on your blind side. Beautiful.
It's a pretty good
Beautiful.
life. Pretty
He's a
life.
pretty good life. Yeah.
So I know that's update one. I don't know the update, so I'm
Yeah.
curious.
Caleb, can
Update
we build
two.
right off that? Update two. So update two was the NFLPA report cards.
I was
And
wondering if you're going to touch
this,
on this.
okay, well, this speaks to wanting to play in Minnesota, right? So last year the Vikings were first. This year they're second. So in this, if you wanted to be super negative, you could be, in a sense. But it's excellent that they're in second place. And I believe it was John Krasinski with The Athletic, who covers Minnesota sports, you know, pointed out basically saying, look, it's one thing to be first place, and that's great. But keep in mind you're 13-4. Finishing 7-10 and still being second, that's a big deal, right? And the head coach and the ownership both getting excellent grades. We all know how amazing the facilities are. And so really good stuff. It speaks well just of the Wilfs. It speaks well of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. It speaks well of O'Connell, his staff, just kind of all the way down, treating these dudes well. treating their families well. Goodness, right? You think of how much a football player sacrifices for the game, how much they're kind of maybe not around their family through the week because they're working these insane hours. Treating their kids and their wives and everything well, like, it's a huge deal, right? So prior to free agency, and I love, friggin' love that J.C. Treader is doing this with the NFLPA. I just think it's such a magnificent idea to equip your guys, your union members, with this information about workplaces. It's just so friggin' brilliant. Amazing stuff from Treader. It's only been going for 2 years now, and the Vikings have finished first and second, right? So prior to free agency, this is a good kind of feather in the cap to be able to say, look, you come to the Vikings, not only do we feel like we're going to be competitive, not only do we feel like we have this top-end talent, and you're going to help supplement that, but we're actually going to take care of you. Not just in terms of the like the real numbers in the contract, which of course trumps all, but all these other things, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is interesting because like I think you would love, especially with where the Vikings fall, for it to matter more. But it's not right. It's not insignificant.
No, it's a factor for sure.
It's a factor, and that's encouraging. Sure. And again, like you look at Kansas City and how some of their grades came out, and they won the Super Bowl. But winning, I think it's they're despite.
They're the exception.
They're
generally speaking, that doesn't happen. No. Washington, right? And so, like with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, are so freaking brilliant, right? And Kelsey and Chris Jones, like there are other Steve Spagnuolo, their D coordinator.
Yeah,
they're the exception to the rule.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Well, that's update two. What about update three? What do you got?
Okay, let's just keep linking them here. Keep kind of building off in some sort of harmonious way. Justin Jefferson's not being traded. Kwesi Ofemenso was straight up asked, have you considered trading Justin Jefferson? He just said, absolutely not. He referred to him as a blue player and a blue person, which in Kwesi's lingo, that is, he's using a metaphor saying like a blue chip stock, like Google, like a high-end stock. So if you have this insanely value, you have ownership in a sense of the stock. Not, they don't own Justin Jefferson. They have him under contract, right? And you kind of have this stock, so to speak. They're kind of moving into this competitive window, and they're not looking to kind of sink the team into a full-blown rebuild. Like when they bring free agents in, saying we're have this objective of winning, we're ascending, we're going. Jefferson is the best player, and we're kind of going from there. Right. And so we'll kind of see what it means in terms of when the extension gets done. Could happen anytime, in a sense. There's no real urgency to do it prior to free agency, simply because Jefferson's still under contract. Right. Like it's not like Daniel Hunter or Kirk Cousins, who once the 13th arrives, the new league year on the 13th at 4 p.m., their dead money locks in. They're officially fully free agents, and now things are looking like they're basically gone, right? It's not that way with Jefferson at all. So it wouldn't shock me if it was done beforehand because they just want this sorted out. Also wouldn't shock me if it happened afterwards either. But from the GM himself, Jefferson not being traded. That's update number three.
Yeah, the good news. I think for many of us didn't expect that to be a realistic option, but certainly a vote of confidence, especially with, again, I don't know if you've seen some of the mock trades that are out there for Jefferson, like, but makes sense, right? These are the guys that you build around. Good vote of confidence. Update four, what do you got?
Update number four, the Vikings right now, according to Over the Cap, have $34,750,000. Okay, that's a pretty tidy bit of business from Kwesi Ofemenso. You know, decent amount of money, and notably, that budget still has the $4.6 million, accounting for Madison. Little foreshadowing there for update five, but it doesn't actually have kind of one of the recent cuts. And so, by the time you factor that in, the Vikings in reality are basically sitting on about $38 million per over the cap, which is pretty good spot to be. Pretty good spot to be. And so you kind of think, you know, they can't be world beaters. They can't outbid every single team for every single free agent they want. Obviously not. No team can do that, but they're going to be able to throw their weight around. And critically, keep this in mind, in 2025, the Vikings are projected to have the fifth most cap space. Okay. And why that matters is because on multi-year deals, the first year is often quite a low cap charge. And then year two would be a bit bigger, and three, you know, and so on and so forth. So there's often these incremental increases, right, as you go. And so the simple fact that they have cap space in the future, it bodes well, right? It bodes well, and maybe kind of gives Adolfo Mensa the sense that he can kind of be a little more aggressive and kind of leaning on some of those future years to finance the spending that he's doing right now. Okay, so it's not just the money, which is great, and there's still work to be done. Like, we haven't seen those extensions. We haven't seen restructures. A lot of cuts are probably still going to come, 2, 3, 4 cuts probably. Like, there are various things the Vikings can do to kind of get that budget in 2024 a little bit tidier, right? And then standing behind 2024 is a 2025 budget, which is the fifth most in the NFL, projected to be, right? And that's obviously, that's going to shift Jefferson extension, yada, yada, yada. There's all kind of factors that will kind of create that number to go up and down, kind of create differences. But just worth noting, Minnesota has the capacity to throw their weight around, financially speaking.
For sure. I think one of the things you look at in free agency, I think, and really the Vikings cap situation has been, they haven't had this much space for a bit of time now. Opens up that possibility of you can be competitive for getting that big fish. Whatever it may be, or be in the running for that. And free agency, you know, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes you can sign some really bad deals.
It's true.
But they do have the ability to do that. And again, you mentioned there are guys on the roster to take care of. You've got Hunter, Cousins. There's some conversation there, but not an insignificant amount. And again, I know that between when we last talked and now, there was that announcement of there's more cap space than cap went up.
The NFL as a whole. Yeah.
We're expecting. Thank you, Taylor Swift.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. What about update 5? You mentioned it. There has been a roster move since we last talked as well.
Right. Exactly. So Alexander Mattison, update 5, he's going to be cut. Right. And so, crazy to think, I think the dude's still only 25 years old, been in the NFL for 5 years, came in incredibly young. He's a 5-year vet. Things didn't go great last year and was clearly, even after coming back from injury, clearly was the RB2 behind Ty Chandler. Right. And so Kevin O'Connell kind of spoke at the combine about kind of always being interested in adding more talent to the RB room, kind of spoke pretty glowingly about Ty Chandler and excited about where Chandler can go. The task for him is just kind of be like on a down-to-down basis, be super dialed in, super focused, and super aware of those small details. That's kind of the challenges in front of Chandler. The talent, though, I mean, the dude's got wheels, right? Like, he moves. He's so explosive. He moves really well. If he can improve his pass blocking, if he can do kind of some of these kind of smaller things, then the Vikings feel very, very good about Ty Chandler. The other implication is simply that the Vikings could very realistically now dip into free agency for one of these running backs. Saquon Barkley is going to be out there. Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler, Derrick Henry, huge name running backs are going to be out there. And if the Vikings kind of want to make that move, we just talked about cap space. Mattison will be cut. There's now that capacity in a lot of ways to do that. And you think these past couple of years, you know, the Vikings drafted Chandler, and then they drafted Dwayne McBride. And so a couple, you know, late round picks went to RB. They extended Mattison. They let go of Dalvin Cook. Like, the room itself, Kwesi has been changing things, right? The room itself has been moving. We've been bringing in young guys, getting rid of older guys, and kind of just trying to find our footing, so to speak, right? And the running game has not been good enough, right? But they've kept CJ Ham. They signed Josh Oliver. Like, there's just kind of been all this activity around the run game. And now it kind of feels like, given kind of how poor the run game's been, you know, Chandler's trajectory, this news about Mattison, the cap space overall, it just wouldn't be surprising if they maybe signed Derrick Henry for 1 or 2 years, or they signed Saquon Barkley for 1 or 2 years. It'd just be kind of fascinating to see how that goes. The other tidbit there would simply be Theo Jackson, safety. He was brought back as well. I don't know if we've covered that or not, but Theo Jackson brought back. He was the S4 last year. So that's actually, I think it's a pretty good signing. And it's not really surprising, but it's good for the depth. It's good for just floors his defense overall, right? He just loves his defensive backs. And then Jackson's also contributed for Matt Daniels in special teams. The final tidbit about free agency and kind of the roster churn a little bit is simply that last year, March 6th, I believe, was when Eric Kendricks was cut. And then March 10th was when Adam Thielen was cut. Okay. Point being that this is the, like, this upcoming week is probably when we're going to learn about probably Harrison Smith, one way or the other. Okay. So whether it be a pay cut, roster cut, retirement, I have no idea what Harrison Smith is going to do. Everyone can kind of see that at his age and his cap number, there's an issue. And so something's got to give, almost certainly. But what that actually means, we'll see. But I expect something this week, just based off past precedent. Kind of the week prior is when the Vikings have done this sort of thing. The week prior to free agency, that is. And now we are in the week prior to free agency. And so with a franchise legend like Harrison Smith, I think something happens this week, one way or the other.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's that would be a big news. Like, again, Thielen was big news. Kendricks was big news. Yep. Smith is definitely in that tier, if not.
He might even be higher.
If not higher.
He's been in Minnesota for 12 years, man.
Yeah.
And been doing really good stuff that whole time, basically. Nothing would shock me, to be honest.
No.
If he was cut, I wouldn't be surprised. If he took a pay cut, I wouldn't be surprised. If he retired, I wouldn't be surprised. He just, and really, whatever he decides is just got to respect it.
For sure. Yeah, definitely a situation that we can pay the respects whatever that looks like, mm-hmm. when that day comes when he's no longer a Viking. But good. Well, yeah, this is you got a week left to mm-hmm. continue to enjoy the speculation. Again, the draft, we still got over a month away, so we got some time. Mm-hmm. I guess next week maybe, and this is maybe throwing Kyle on the spot a little bit, but for us might be some free agent talk to do next week. Certainly. And even just projecting, and we will fully predict what the Vikings will do.
Right.
Free agency.
Absolutely. And accurately too. Accurately. It'll be 100% correct.
Dollar amount.
Never did anything wrong.
And term.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. So Kyle's got the homework.
Exactly. That's right.
Because we all know I ain't doing it. No, that's good. We can wrap up there. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back next week to talk some free agency. Until then, have a good week. Take care, everyone. Bye.